Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, Paul here from Redmen TV. Let's go through all the biggest headlines around Liverpool Football Club today. And let's be honest, they're very Jude Bellingham centric, as you would imagine. Loads and loads of pieces to get through. If you want to get more on each of these stories, we of course have got our live streams 9 p.m. from Sunday to Thursday on the YouTube channel, where you get to have your say on all of the big topics affecting Liverpool Football Club in that given day. And beyond that, we go even deeper with shows like Journo Insight on a Thursday with Neil Jones of Goal.com. We are also speaking to a variety of journalists through the week, including David Lynch, who was the one who broke the news of the Qatari-Saudi consortium lining up a £3.2 billion offer for the mighty Reds from FSG. So yeah, if you want more Liverpool content in more depth and detail, then there's this, but also yeah, go deeper on redmenplus.com. Okay, we're going to kick things off with the headline that the FA, and this doesn't sound Liverpool related immediately, but bear with me on this one, the FA will look to persuade Gareth Southgate not to step down from his role as England manager after the World Cup, according to the Times. This comes following reports that claim Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp, among others, was being touted by the FA as Southgate's potential successor, as per the Times Sport. Wow. I mean, this does very much feel like Jurgen Klopp's going to be linked with a lot of jobs like this. Probably less so these days, other club fronts. There's maybe one or two clubs that you might still see him link with, perhaps a Real Madrid or maybe a Barcelona. I don't think Bayern Munich links are ever going to go away. They will always persist, even though it's a club that you can't really see Jurgen going to, maybe as like one last hurrah, but he doesn't seem like the kind of manager who would want to taint his reputation with the Borussia Dortmund fans, of course. But being linked with the England job does make sense. However, there's no world that you can see where Jurgen's going to move from Liverpool's, you know, command seat to being the nerve centre of England. One thing that does kind of follow out from this, Fabrizio Romano has been tweeting, and he has tweeted this: Jurgen Klopp has never been keen on being appointed as new Germany manager. He's 100% focused on Liverpool now, already discussing new signings with the board and insisting for Bellingham. Klopp and Liverpool board will also decide together on player contract situations. And as we have seen, in recent weeks, you know, Jurgen Klopp's not long signed his contract extension. There's a new raft of younger players being drafted into the squad, starting to shape what Klopp, is this Klopp 3.0 maybe at this point, looks like? Certainly at least Klopp 2.0 at Liverpool. It seems unlikely that he would jump ship, and the national jobs will be there, and it wouldn't shock you to see him become Germany manager at some point in the future, of course. But again, not. Probably not now. And it's just interesting that Florian Plettenberg backs that up with a tweet that simply says 0%, thumb up. Take that to mean what you mean. And that was slightly confusing, because if you put that at the end of it, you would think I 0% agree with what you said. You know, we all say, yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%. But I think what he's trying to say is that there's 0% interest from Jurgen Klopp in the Germany job, which of course, yeah, backs up what I think we would all imagine to be the case at this point. Into transfer talk, the Anfield talk, reporting via Santi_J_FM, Liverpool and Tottenham are tracking France striker Randall Kolo Muani, which very much sounds like if you put your name into a random football player name generator, that's what you'd kind of come up with. Or like some, is he a regen from Footy Manager? The article comes from Foot Mercato and is therefore poorly translated, but the Premier League is apparently making eyes at him. It is therefore not surprising to see several major European clubs closely follow his performance. Other English and Italian clubs whose names have not been filtered are very interested in the idea of recruiting him for the next summer transfer window. According to our information, these are Tottenham and Liverpool. The Spurs were already very hot to recruit him last summer, but had been doubted or been doubled by Frankfurt, who had won the bet. We'll go into this a little bit more over on YouTube, of course, when we've had a chance to properly research him, a little closer look at what he's like as a player. But the Tottenham Hotspur thing would be quite funny if Liverpool were to basically find out that Spurs have put a bid in for another player and then come in and gazump it. We did that last January. It worked very well in Liverpool's favour with Luis Diaz. moving things forward again then, Anfield Watch again talking about the takeover. This is via ESPN. Apparently, the Qatari royal family is not interested in buying Liverpool, despite reports suggesting it is in the running to purchase the Premier League club. Now, what we saw last week, and I already referenced this, Dave Lynch posted an article on sportingnews.com talking about the proposals of a Qatari-Saudi consortium. I covered this on our Fan Interactive show on Sunday, I believe. Which had a lot of, it was quite a vociferous claim, and speaking to Dave, we had him on a special show on Redmen Plus to kind of go a little bit deeper on that, and he's well sourced this, but he believes that definitely is to be the case. This consortium does exist, however, this is of course it would seem to be a slight aside to that, and whether this is just part of part and parcel with the problem of differentiating between what is state ownership and what is private ownership, because in some instances there is a little bit of crossover between that. And one of the things Dave explained was like the Saudi investment, the Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund, which is the entity that bought Newcastle United, does have ties to Saudi, the Saudi establishment. The Qatari royal family saying they're not interested would be a relief to some, of course, you know, not necessarily to everyone, but it could just be part of a move to make sure that any bid that comes from Qatar has got a clear delineation between the royal family, the ownership of the state, and again private investment. But yes, according to ESPN, the Qatari royal family not interested in buying Liverpool. More from Fabrizio Romano. He claims Liverpool are really pushing for Jude Bellingham. Absolutely brilliant, really in-depth stuff there. It is followed by Christian Falk, who is at CF Bayern, who I believe was the man who was very, very heavily behind the Thiago Alcantara to Liverpool rumours. But he says, Jude Bellingham prefers a move to Liverpool even without Champions League qualification. And this is also sort of corroborated, yet more smoke to the fire of Jude Bellingham to Liverpool at Alto Bailey. It was chef reporter for Sport Built and Built. Saying Jude Bellingham will inform Borussia Dortmund he wants to leave after the World Cup, with Liverpool leading the race for his signature. That would be a significant step forward, although you can't imagine it's something that would be after the World Cup at the very, very earliest. He's not going to upset his future when he's got to focus on England, which makes perfect sense. Ben Jacobs, interesting little thread that he's put together, which I thought certainly warranted some discussion. At Jacobs Ben on Twitter says Liverpool are front runners for Jude Bellingham largely because they've put in a lot of legwork. As previously reported, signing a top young talent isn't just about the fee, but the courting process, which sounds very old school dating, which I like to hear. LFC have always been excellent at pitching to players. This typically includes meeting their family, having them talk to players, selling them on facilities, and making sure they know exactly what the move will be like away from just the football side. That's why, along with Jürgen Klopp's hands-on football pitch, Bellingham's friendship with Jordan Henderson could prove important. It's the same with Declan Rice and Mason Mount. Chelsea wise to use that to their advantage. Many clubs increasingly involve players in their pitch. Man City or Liverpool's most serious rival for Bellingham currently, Erling Haaland has already told him to join. City haven't made their move yet, but it's thought they will enter the race. Chelsea have an active interest too, but are not front runners. Failure to qualify for the Champions League may not be a deal breaker though, and that applies to LFC too. But convincing Bellingham to join without Champions League will be down to a trust in the project, hence why Liverpool are in a strong position since they have laid more groundwork than most. Real and PSG are two other clubs to watch. Real believe Bellingham wants to join, but have concerns over the fee. They don't want to pay above 100 million and the price will almost certainly be higher, especially if there is a bidding war. PSG president Nasser Al-Khelaifi admits everyone wants Bellingham and the French champions are happy to spend big, but I am told Bellingham isn't sold on a move to Ligue 1. It's still an open race and Bellingham is expected to follow Haaland's example and score his suitors to provide a more dispassionate perspective. The next step after the World Cup will be a conversation with Dortmund, who aren't out ruling agreeing a new deal. This, as with Christopher Nkunku at Leipzig, doesn't prevent a summer exit. It just allows altered terms. This could be beneficial to Bellingham since he could agree improved short-term finances to use his leverage with suitors, and it may allow Dortmund to get the fee they want, which is around 130 million. Real's confidence in Bellingham comes from the fact they don't believe he will sign and thus can lower and this can bid lower. An extension doesn't appear the most likely scenario, but even without one, the volume of suitors would still suggest Real may pay more or give up. Nothing will happen in January. Bellingham intends on seeing out the season, but in order to sign him next summer, suitors realise they need to move fast now due to the level of competition. Wow, absolutely hefty. Really, really interesting stuff, though. Kind of reiterating a lot of what we knew already, but interesting to see it laid out in such a way. And finally, the video been doing the rounds of Jordan Henderson and Jude Bellingham going out for a bit of tea as well. Really, really good stuff. And the charm offensive continues unabated. Yes, we're going to continue to debate all of these little bits and pieces. As I say, Thursday night's live show on YouTube, I will be going through this. I'll be getting the viewers' thoughts, feelings, and all that good stuff on all of these topics. And as mentioned, if you want to go deeper on any of them, then please do join us on redmenplus.com. We have the transfer show on a Monday. We've got Neil Jones from Goal on a Thursday. And we've got a whole host of amazing series to keep you occupied while the Reds are not in action. Abate, they do return to action on Sunday, and we will have that covered as well. So make sure you join us over on redmenplus.com. Yeah, if you enjoyed this podcast and enjoying this new format podcast, then do leave a 5-star rating on whatever podcast app you are listening on as well. And other than that, up the Reds.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.